听姐妹大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
你看到啊，今天是圣餐主日哈、啊，我们要聚集在主的桌前呀，一同纪念他，领受他，并为他我们欢喜快乐的这个神圣的时刻。
Today is the Holy Communion Sunday. This is a sacred time when we gather at the Lord's table to remember, receive and rejoice in Him.
我们通常是先领圣餐，再听讲道哈。但今天为了配合我讲到的这信息的内容呢，我们会在信息的末了来领受圣餐。
But we usually take the Holy Communion first, and then we receive the sermon. But today, in order to coordinate with the content of the message, we will take the Holy Communion at the end of the message.
这个周末我们刚刚也提到哈，是美国在庆祝这个独立的节日啊，人们都在这个轻松愉快中再次的被提醒呢，自由的珍贵哈，啊，不过自由是经过这个。奋斗来的哈，也艰苦的来赢得啊，深深的是被珍惜的哈。
This weekend, as Pastor Matthew mentioned, was the United States Independence Day. So people celebrate this day in a relaxed and happy atmosphere. But people are reminded of how precious freedom is, and how previous generations that have fought, struggled to gain the freedom that we have today, and it is deeply cherished.
但今天呢，当我们来到主的圣餐桌前啊，我们要庆祝一个更伟大的自由哈、啊，那是因为我们在主耶稣基督里重生而得着的自由。
And today, as we come to the Lord's table, we celebrate a greater freedom. The freedom we have because we are born again in Christ.
尼哥底母呢，就耶稣对他说啊，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus replied to Nicodemus, "Very truly I tell you." No one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again.
这个重生不是一个比喻啊，是一个神迹。
Here, the rebirth is not a metaphor; it is a miracle.
是借着主耶稣基督死、复活，那圣灵在我们里面心中的工作，使我们成为一个新造的人。
It is through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.That the Holy Spirit works in us to make us a new creation.
当我们来到圣餐桌前的时候，我们不只是纪念过去的一个事件，而是参与神今天仍在我们里面所做的奇妙工作。
So when we come to the Lord's table, we're not just remembering an event that happened in the past, but we're participating in the wonderful work.In the wonderful work that God is still doing in us today.
你是否已经真正的领受了耶稣基督所赐给我们的新生命？
Have you truly received the new life that Christ has given to you?
还是只是在头脑中知识上我们知道，但仍然活在旧有的身份与重担中？
Or do you just know it in knowledge, keep it in your head, but still live?With your old identity and with your old burdens.
我们今天要从圣经啊，就神的话语，对重生有更清楚的认识，也就是一起来更认识我们借着主耶稣基督得着的新生命。
So today we'll learn from the word in the Bible, to see what is being born again, and to understand this new life that we received from our Lord Jesus.
愿圣灵来帮助我们啊，不但更清楚地明白重生的真理，而且帮助我们能够依靠圣灵的引领与大能，而活出我们那美好灿烂的新生命来。
May the Holy Spirit help us not only to understand the truth of being born again, but also help us to rely on the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit so that we can live out the beautiful and brilliant life in us.
首先我们要知道是重生使我们与神连接。
First, we need to know that we are reborn to connect with God.
在基督里重生的人呢，不再是神所不认识的陌生人哈，而是我们是神的儿女。
So those who are born again in Christ are no longer strangers to God, because we are His children.
在哥林多后书五章十七节这样说。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here."
就新生命里面来讲，我们就说如同一个婴儿生在一个新的家庭里哈，这个婴儿呢，需要每天的滋养才能够成长。
Just like a baby is born into a new family, the baby needs daily nourishment in order to grow.
虽然我们也的新生命也正是如此啊，我们要不能借着耶稣基督的重生，也借着神的爱与他的话语而得到滋养。
Such is our spiritual life. We are born again through Christ. Therefore, we are nourished by God's love and His word.
圣餐提醒我们是有一个新的身份。
And the Holy Communion reminds us of this new identity.
这代表耶稣的身体的饼，也代表耶稣基督的血的杯，不是只是一个象征啊，更是立约的一个记号。
The bread which represents the body of Jesus Christ and the cup which represents the blood of Jesus Christ, they're not only symbols, they're signs of covenant.
借着这基督的身体与宝血，我们是能够与神和好。
Through the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we are reconciled with our Heavenly Father.
我们不再被我们的过去我们的失败或恐惧来定义我们是谁。
We're no longer defined by our past, our failures, or our fears.
而是在神的恩典中重新的定义我们的生命与价值。
But in the grace of God, we are redefined by our lives and values.
所以我们当时时的提醒自己啊，我们是神的儿女。我们的新生命不再被我们自己的过去、我们的重担、我们的软弱与罪过捆绑。
So we should always remind ourselves that we are children of God, and our new life is no longer bound by our past, our burdens, our weaknesses, or our sins.
而是能够靠着主自由地活出我们的美好与灿烂，来传达神的爱。来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
Instead, we can rely on the Lord to live out our beauty and splendor freely, to spread God's love and to reveal God's grace and glory.
你想想看啊，如果一个刑犯很这个在监牢里关了好多年的人哈，他出狱了，他获得了自由，但是他仍然穿着囚犯的衣服哈。
Imagine a man, who has served many years in the prison and is finally released. Although he's free, he still wears the clothes of a prisoner.
是不是许多基督徒也是如此呢？已被赦免，却仍然穿戴着自己的羞愧与自责。
Are many Christians like this, forgiven but still wear the clothes of shame and guilt?
圣餐就是神对我们说啊，脱下旧人哈，脱下旧衣，穿上新人。圣餐告诉我们说什么呢？我们是属神的啊。
So the Holy Communion is God saying to us, "Take off the old clothes, put on the new ones. You are mine."
我们可以跟如果信啊信主的你们彼此说哈、啊，你是属神的哈、啊，我是属神的。
And for those who are Christians, you can tell each other, I belong to God.
那今天等一下我们领这个领受饼的时候，我们也可以啊问问自己哈、啊，我们要脱下什么？
And today, when we take the bread, we can ask ourselves, what do we need to take off today?
我们要重新领受什么关于神的爱的真理？我们应该穿上什么？
And what truth about God's love, do I need to receive today? And what should I put on today?
第二点啊，我们要知道是重新使我们彼此连接。
And the second point is that we're reborn.To belong to one another.
这个新生命啊，我们重生的新生命，不只是让我们与神连接，也让我们与弟兄姊妹，我们彼此连接，成为一个身体。
The new life that we received, it not only it connects us to God, but also connects us to one another.
在哥林多前书啊，十章十六到十七节这样说。我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所掰开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多乃是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都分受这一个饼。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16 to 17 it says, Is it not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks?A participation in the blood of Christ? And is it not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we, who are many, are one body, for we all share the one loaf.
所以圣餐哦，不仅仅是一个个人的哈，它是一个关系性的。
Therefore, the Holy Communion is not just, it's not just personal, it's also relational.
我们借着基督的圣体与神合一，我们也借着基督耶稣，我们在基督里彼此合一，成为一个属灵的家庭，共享同一个生命。
We are united with God through the body of Christ, and we are also united with each other, becoming a spiritual family and sharing one life in Christ Jesus.
这个充满着孤立。分裂的世界哈，现在越来越走极端了，都分裂呀。这张这个在这个圣餐桌前提醒的，在基督里我们是一体的哈。
In this world filled with isolation and division, this table it reminds us that we're one in Christ.
基督徒不是一个孤单的信徒，而是重生进入一个属灵的家。
We're not lonely believers, but we are born again into a spiritual family.
不管我们的背景、地位、人生的经历如何，我们都在基督里合而为一。
Regardless of our background, status, or life experiences, we are all one in Christ.
有一间教会啊，他们领圣餐的时候，圣餐有很多的不同的方式哈。但是有些教会就是会传这个饼传这个杯嘛，他们传的时候就会小声地说你不孤单。
In churches, people take a Holy Communion in different format. In this church, they pass the cup and the bread to each other, whispering, you're not alone.
就有那天刚好有一个失去亲人的姐妹听到这话，她就流下眼泪了，因为他感受到在神透过肢体，透过教会的弟兄姊妹，他感受到爱与同在。
A sister in that church, who happened to have just lost a loved one, she burst into tears on that day when she heard this message because, she felt God's love and presence through the body, through the brothers and sisters.
这也是圣餐的意义。我们一起的时候，我们是彼此相属的。
And this is the meaning of the Holy Communion. It means that we belong to each other.
我们今天也可以跟彼此说，你不孤单。
Today we can also say to each other, you're not alone.
对我们信主的基督徒而言，我们不仅像世人一样，在情感上我们与我们的家人、我们的朋友有关系，我们与那信主的家人、朋友更是在主里、在生命里、在灵里与永恒里都有相连的关系。
For us Christians, just like the rest of the world, that we're connected emotionally to our families and friends, but not only so. With our spiritual family, we're connected to our brothers and sisters in the Lord, in life, in spirit, and in eternity.
在这周你会呀、啊、怎么样的实际的活出这份属灵的连结哈、啊、
So how can youpractically live out this spiritual connection this week.
对那些尚未信主的家人朋友哈、啊，我们又是多么的期待他们早日信主，也能与我们有这样子的生命灵里的连结。
For those family members and friends who are still unbelieving, how much we hope that they will believe in the Lord as soon as possible, and be able to have such a connection with us.
第三点我们要知道是重生使我们活出新生命。
And the third point is that we're born to live out our new life.
重生不只是信仰的开始啊，更是生活的转变。
And being reborn, is not just the beginning of the faith, but also the transformation of our lives.
在罗马书六章四节这样说，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。像是像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 4 it tells us, We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以重生是我们有新生命，但重生是让我们怎么样，我们要活出这样的新生命来。
So we get a new life, but more importantly, we need to live out this new life.
那怎么活啊？怎么活出来呢？
So how do we do that?
是在实际的生活中，在每日的生活中，要把这样的新生命给活出来。
We need to live out this life in our daily actions.
我们要把旧有的思维方式、旧有的说话习惯以及与人相处的方式啊，我们都要把它怎么样放下、啊、而是以神儿女的身份，以自由与喜乐中我们生活。
So we need to let go of the old way of thinking, the old habits of speaking, and the old way of getting along with others. Instead, we need to apply the new identity and walk in freedom and with joy as a child of God.
所以我们要好好的来审视查看我们每天的生活的。
Therefore, we need to examine how we live our daily life.
我下面有几点我推荐给大家啊。
I give you a few suggestions.
第一，我们就要养成一个好习惯。
The first is that we need to develop good habits.
每天一醒来的时候呢，就为自己是个新造的人感谢神。
When you wake up every day, you give thanks to God because you are a new creation.
要知道这个新生命啊，是个爱的生命，是有神同在的生命，不仅能够蒙神爱，而且能够活出爱的生命。
And we must remember that this new life is a life of love. It is a life with God's presence. And it is also a life that not only is loved by God, but also has the ability to love others.
每天一醒来就高高兴兴的。
So every day when you wake up, be happy.
你是神所爱的。
That you're loved by God.
而且他赋给你一个新生命,
that it is a new life and a life of love.
然后我也建议大家每天都要读经祷告哈。
And the second suggestion is that you every day read the Bible and pray.
我知道大家现在都很忙很忙很忙哈。
I know you guys are busy.
但是不在于时间的长短，而是在于你有没有这样的心。
But it doesn't really matter how long that you do this. It matters whether you have the heart to do that.
读经祷告对于我们的新生命是非常非常的重要。
And Bible reading and praying, these are very important for our spiritual growth.
有人比喻呢，这个读经是神的话语，是我们灵命的粮食嘛，你每天要不吃饭啊。
There is a metaphor that people say that the word is like our food, our spiritual food. Just think about that every day you need to take food in order to grow.
那有人比喻祷告更是我们的呼吸，那更是随时要呼吸了。
And the prayer is our breath. So think about that every day you need to breathe. And then spiritually, the prayer is your breathing every day.
读经祷告其实就是我们与爱我们的神彼此的交谈交通。
So reading the Bible or praying, it is our way of communicating to our loving God.
在圣灵的帮助下呢，这个我们借着圣经呢来认识神，也明白神的心意。
So with the help of the Holy Spirit, and with the help of the Bible, we can understand God's will.
而且帮助我们做适当的回应。我们也会提出不明白的，我们求问神啦、我们也会对自己要祈求神的啊，圣灵帮助我们做很合神心意的祈祷。
And Bible reading also help us to make appropriate responses to God, and we can pray. It also help us to pray in accordance with God's will.
我们教会我一直很多人已经参加，我们有每日读经的计划哈。
In our church, we have a Bible reading plan.
大部分的弟兄姊妹每一周都会接到我的 email 啊，至少一封哈。就是我礼拜六啊，昨天啊，我以为寄了，后来没寄，今天清早赶紧寄了。就是每一周啊，每一周的灵修日课哈，我寄了一个简单的表格，也告诉你每天读的经文。
Every Sunday except today, except the past Saturday, but pastor sent out this early morning. So every Saturday he sent out a email to most of us, giving us the Bible reading plan for the next week.
我们也有些人在不同的这个微信 group， 或者是我们有一个 group 是每天去打卡的哈，就是有读他就加一个像接龙一样哈。
In addition to the email distribution, we also have a couple of WeChat groups where people can record their reading.
我每天清早啊都会把那天读的经文做个简单的祷告啊，等于抛砖引玉哈，让你知道。我们读圣经不是就是神在爱中跟我们讲话，你听完话不回应吗？很没礼貌嘞。就看了神的话，我们回应神跟我们说的话，做一个简单的祷告。
Every morning, Pastor will send in that WeChat group of his response to the Bible reading for that day. It's like responding to God. When you talk to people or when people talk to you, it's nice to have a response to them.
所以我们每天读经祷告，我们也有周五查经，我们尤其礼拜天我们在那里敬拜，我们聆听神的话语，这些都是帮助我们生命的成长，帮助我们活出我们的新生命。
In addition to our Bible reading on a daily basis, in addition to our prayers, we also have fellowship on Fridays and worship on Sundays. All these would help us to grow spiritually.
在这样子的每日生活中，我们是 有一个心智哈，我们是要照神的心意来生活的。
So in our daily life, we must remember that we want to live our lives according to God's will.
我们在基督里重生的生命啊，神是让我们呢，是在基督里啊，神有他的旨意哈。我们这个经文我们都很熟很熟的，在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:16-18，神对你我在基督里的心意是什么？是要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事献为，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And God has His will for us, and it is said in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
我们都知道，我们爱一个人，就希望他过得幸福快乐。
We all know that if we love someone, we want that person to have a happy life.
这是我信主几十年后，也大概在20年前，我忽然被这经文感动到流泪。
And this is why that after being a Christian for so many years, when I read this scripture, I was moved to tears.
因为我们越爱一个人，我们就希望他总是高高兴兴的过着幸福的生活。
Because the more you love a person, the more you would hope he or she lives a happy life.
神就是这样的爱我们。
This is how God loves us.
希望他的儿女常常喜乐，这个常常我常说中文翻的不知道怎么翻更好，是总是的意思哈 ，always。
And this is God's will for His children. He wants us to rejoice always.
不住的祷告就是要告诉我们，他总在我们的身边，总在我们的身边，不管任何的情况下，不管你的高兴或者你碰到难处，他都在我们的身边，随时希望我们跟他讲话。
And He wants us to pray continually, because He is with us all the time. He is there for us.Whether we're happy, whether we're meeting challenges, He wants us to communicate with Him always.
凡事先，就是在信心里，不管我们碰到的事情，我们要从神的眼光知道神的心意是美好的。我们即使还没看到好，还面临挑战之中，我们也感谢神许可让我们经历这样子的挑战，与使我们成长。
And He wants us to give thanks in all circumstances, meaning that no matter what situations we're in, He wants us to understand that He will provide for us in faith, that He will help us. Even though sometimes things may not have improved, He still wants us to be patient, to be thankful, knowing that He will help us eventually.
你有活在神的心意里吗？
Are you living in God's will?
你活在神的心意里，你看你的生命会多美好。
If you are, then you will see how beautiful a life you're living.
第三，我们是怎么活？我们是照着主的教导来活。
The third, we must act according to God's teaching.
主耶稣在马太福音22:37-40，他说这样说的哈。耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
In Matthew chapter 22:37-40 it tells us, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandmentAnd the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
耶稣简单的整理告诉我们，生活的准则是，他说很多条条款款，但是就是这两件事，你我们人生生活一切言语思想行为的准则就是爱神爱人。
So Jesus summed up all the things into these two principles, loving God and loving people.
我们再次强调，我们的重生是得着一个新的生命，不仅仅是神儿子的身份啊，而且是得到神儿子的生命。
So we want to emphasize that, that the new life that we have gained through rebirth, not only gives us the title of God's son, but also gives us the life of God's son.
这生命是一个爱的生命，是，所以爱神爱人，活出爱是活出我们的生命的。
And this is a life of love. Therefore, loving God and loving others and living out the love in us is living out our new life.
爱是我们新生命的本质，是我们生活的动机与动力。
Love is the essence of our new life. Therefore, it is the motivation and driving force of our life.
有人跟我说，牧师，我天生就没有爱心。
Someone came to me and said, Pastor, I don't think I have much love.
所以他也不大能够感受别人的爱，他根本也觉得自己从来没爱过人。
And that makes him not able to feel love from others, nor give love to others.
也许某些人的旧生命也有如此的感受。
Maybe some of you in your old life you had the same feeling.
但我要告诉你，你信主了，领受了新的生命，就是一个爱的生命。
But I must tell you that once you become a believer, you have this new life, and this new life is a life of love.
不对，爱是你生命的本质，你拥有它。
Love is the essence of your life, and you own it.
就如同我们每个人，我们有 muscle， 有肌肉哈。
It's like your muscle. You own your muscles.
有人可能虚弱到他根本不觉得他有肌肉啊。
And someone may feel so weak that they couldn't feel that they have the muscles.
但是你越去用它，肌肉就越强壮。
But the more you use the muscles, the stronger they become.
不，每个人都有大脑哈。
And each one of us has a brain.
一样的，爱就如同我们的大脑，你越去用它，它就越聪明的。
The same way, the more you use the brain.The smarter the brain becomes.
爱是我们生命的价值。我们越活出爱，我们的生命就越有价值。我们越能彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
And life is the value of our life. Therefore, the more that we live out love, the more valuable our life is, and the more we can reveal God's grace and glory.
最后我要提到怎么活，我要说要。我们是有责任的，我们是有使命的，我们要执行耶稣给我们的大使命。
And the last point, how do we live out our life? Last point is that we need to carry out the Great Commission.
当神召亚伯拉罕的时候啊，他就告诉他，神召他不是只是要让他啊，这个赐福给他哦。而也是要他去什么使别人得福的。
When God called Abraham, God told him that God called him not only to bless him, but also to bless others through him.
甚至说全地的万族都因为他而蒙福了。
And God even told him that all the tribe, all the nations on earth will be blessed because of you.
我们现今基督徒重生的人，我们也从来不应该满足自己好而已的。
So for us Christians, who are reborn, we should not be satisfied with just being blessed ourselves.
我们要成为神爱的神的爱与生命的导管，我们要成为别人的祝福的。
We should be a channel of God's love and a blessing to others.
重生不仅仅是一个个人属灵的经历啊，也更是神差派我们去，有带着使命去分享福音的真理。
Being reborn is not just a personal spiritual experience; it is also a mission. It is for us to share the truth of the gospel with others.
所以耶稣在马太福音28:19-20这样说：所以你们要去。使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗， 凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, Jesus told us, Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
这是我们作为重生的人的责任与特权，执行主的使命哈。邀请他人、别人一起进入耶稣所赐的新生命中。
Being born again, this is our responsibility as well as privilege. We need to carry out the Lord's great commission and invite others into the new life that Jesus offers.
圣餐提醒我们是与主的身体连结，也我们被呼召去连结那些尚未得着的人。
The Holy Communion reminds us that we are connected to the body of the Lord, and also we are called to connect with those who have not yet received Him.
许多人，哪怕信主了，仍活在旧的身份、罪的枷锁以及破碎的自我里。神呼召我们去宣告，告诉他们什么？若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Many people are still living in old identities, living in the shackles of sin and the broken selves. God calls us to proclaim this message. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
圣餐。不是个旅程的终点，而是新的开始。
The Holy Communion, it is not the end of the journey, but it's a new beginning.
当我们用圣餐从这个当做一个餐桌哈，我们起身的时候，我们是带着使命、能力与基督的同在走进这世界。
When we rise from the Lord's table, we go out into the world with mission.Power and the presence of Christ.
有一个宣教士他这样说哈，我每次领圣餐的时候，都像是再次的被差派出去。
A missionary once said, "Every time I take the Holy Communion, it's like I'm being sent out again."
这正是圣餐的意义，不只是纪念，更是重新的委身说主啊。我再次将自己交给你。
And that's what Holy Communion is all about. It is not just a remembrance. It is a recommitment, saying, Lord, I give myself to you again.
今天我们就要一起来领圣餐啊！好，当你来到主的桌前，我们带着感恩、敬畏，也带着喜乐。因为这是我们重生者的桌子哈，神的恩典的桌子。
And today we will take the Holy Communion, and when you come to the table, please do it with gratitude, reverence, and joy, because this is the table of the reborn.
这是我们纪念，要我们记得什么？我们是谁哈，并知道我们是属谁的地方。
This is where we remember who we are and whose we are.
我们要告诉自己哈，告诉啊，你已经重生了，你是与神连结的，你是与肢体连结，而且被呼召活出反映彰显基督的生命。
And please remember, you are reborn, you are connected to God, you are connected to each other.And you're called to live a life that reflects the one who gives his life for you.
我知道我们当中还有人还没有信主受洗的哈。今天这篇信息也是对你做个邀请。
I know that among us there are still people who are not believers. So today's message is an invitation to you.
让你知道我们信主的人跟神的关系。
To let you know our relationship as believers with God.
让你知道，哪怕基督徒还活在不完全、很多不够好的地方，但是基督徒是已经领受了神给的一个新的生命，是要靠神把这新生命活出来。
Even though Christians still are not living a perfect life, and they still make mistakes, but Christians, they have received a new life from our Lord, and they will live out this new life in them.
我希望我们基督徒心里一定要靠得住，让我们在人面前做美好的见证，让人家看到我们越活越好，越活越越平安，越有平安喜乐，越活越有爱心，彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
And for believers, you must know your identity and do your best to become a beautiful testimony for our Lord to show people your beautiful life.
还没有信主的，等下就请你暂时不参与哈，也看我们怎么纪念主。
And for those who are still unbelieving, please do not partake in the Holy Communion. But please watch how we remember our Lord Jesus.
让我们一起再做祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，当我们来到你的桌前，求圣灵帮助我们省察自己的心思意念、言语行为。若有不讨你喜悦的地方，求你光照我们，使我们诚心悔改，领受从你而来的赦免与洁净。
Dear Lord Jesus, when we come to your table, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us examine our thoughts, words, and actions. If there is anything that does not please you, please enlighten us so that we can sincerely repent and receive the forgiveness and cleansing from you.
让我们安静一下哈，让圣灵在我们心中工作。
Let's be quiet for a moment and let the Holy Spirit work in us.
亲爱的父神，现在我们也祈求你啊，亲自将这代表你身体的饼，以及代表你宝血的杯啊，分别为圣、洁净。感谢你赦免我们的罪。现在求你啊，真是帮助我们，真是在你面前啊，蒙你悦纳啊，都成为圣洁。我们就一起欢喜的来领受这圣餐。
And we also pray that you would consecrate this bread, which represents your body given for us, and this cup, which represents your blood shed for us, and consecrate all of us so that we may be all holy before you and receive this holy communion with joy.
是的，神啊，真是感谢你，当我们诚心认罪悔改，你就赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Lord, we thank you because when we repent sincerely, you would forgive us and you would purify us from all unrighteousness.
主耶稣，感谢你赐下的新生命。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of the new life.
感谢你的十字架、空坟墓以及这恩典的桌子。
We thank you for the cross, the empty tomb, and this table of grace.
当我们吃这饼、喝这杯，求你更新我们的心。提醒我们是靠着圣灵重生的人，使我们与你合一，也彼此合一，并差派我们进入世界，活出你的荣耀。
As we eat this bread and drink this cup, please renew our hearts and remind us that we're born again by the Holy Spirit. Help us and make us one with you and with each other, and send us out into the world to live out your glory.
In Jesus'
name we pray. Amen.
等一下你上来的时候，我会把饼拨一个给你，你不要立刻吃，左手拿饼，然后 Pastor Matthew 会给你一个杯，你就拿着饼跟杯回到你的位置。我们今天一起吃饼喝杯。好，等一下我会跟大家讲。
When you come up, take the bread and take the cup from Pastor Matthew and Pastor Lee. But don't eat and drink yet. You can go back to your seat and then wait for everyone to get their bread and cup. We'll share the Holy Communion together.
弟兄姐妹，这是主耶稣的身体，我们一起领用。The body of Christ, face the law. So Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你让我们在圣餐中再次经历你的爱与恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us experience your love and grace again in the Holy Communion.
谢谢你借着主耶稣的身体与宝血洁净我，更新我，使我得以与你亲近。
Thank you for cleansing and renewing me through the body and blood of our Lord Jesus so that I can be close to you.
面对这份属天的滋养成为我，成为我们每天行走的力量，使我们活出讨你喜悦的生命。
May this heavenly nourishment be the strength for us for our daily walk so that we can live a life that is pleasing to you.
记得，帮助我们记得，我们是属你的，我们被你的爱所充满，也被差派去爱人如你所爱。
Help us to remember that we belong to you, that we are filled with your love, and that we're sent to love others as you love them.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
当我们从主的说我们刚刚领完圣餐哈，我们不是靠自己的力量重新站起来去生活，而是靠那住在我们里面的基督的大能而活。等一下结尾的时候，我们唱首诗歌哈。
When we rise from the Lord's table, remember that we're not standing by our own power.But by the Jesus in us. So today we will sing the song, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
那这首诗歌是不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
让这最后的诗歌成为我们的回应，我们的宣告，我们的喜乐。
Let this song be our response, our declaration, our joy.
让我们每一步向前行的时候，不是靠自己，乃是靠基督在我们里面活。
That every step we take is not by ourselves, but by Christ living in us. That's it.
My step as Lord, my deep and boundless need.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. 感谢赞美主。